You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Urk FM International starts now. G'day, I'm Urk, and welcome to Urk FM International, episode 247, The Master and the Minion. I did a similar sort of show a few weeks ago on Urk FM Metal Monday, and then I thought, well, there's some tracks that I can share for you that I didn't necessarily share on the metal show. Now, the good thing, or one of the many good things about music podcasting, is that we're not operating in our own little vacuum. I listen to other music podcasts, other music podcasters listen to me, and we also share music, especially those in the Association of Music Podcasting. Indeed, there's two music podcasters that you have to thank and or blame for me being a music podcaster, Colin from the Ouroboros podcast and Ro from the Dark Compass podcast. Over the last few years, I've had good relationships with those two guys. I know both of them sent me a lot of Australian music initially, and it's always good to be able to chat with them in any way. And I actually got to meet them and quite a few others last year when I was in London and in other parts of the UK and also other parts of Europe. Now, it's going to be a little bit of a short show today, but that's fine. And so what I thought I'd do on this episode is share some music that Ro from Dark Compass has shared from me, the award-winning Ro from Dark Compass. He won the UK section of the European Podcast Awards recently. And so he doesn't send me wrong. He sends me great music. I send him great music back as well. You can hear him at darkcompass.com and also the Dark Compass Metal Show, darkcompass.com/metal. But now we're going to kick things off with Charlotte Erickson and her song Best Part of Me. Thank you, Mattis.
It was a Sunday morning. I called and said we have to talk. I felt his hands getting cold as we walked in the dark. I said I can't live this, I'm free. Too many things I want to be. I need to go after my dream. I'm sorry, love, but I think I have to leave. I saw it in his eyes when something inside dies. I can't be trusted. My story's dimmer turn. My story's doomed to turn out wrong. You stole my power to stay strong, and then I left you with half of me. And now we're living miles apart. I've got something heavy growing in my heart. I left you to be free, but you were the best part of me.
Oh, titanium. I am cyborg champion. I am Robotentron. I am Robotentron. Exoskeleton titanium. I am cyborg champion. I am Robotentron. I am Robotentron. Exoskeleton titanium. I am cyborg champion. I am Robotentron.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
You are listening to the not necessarily carefully pronounced Urk FM International. You definitely have to pronounce Suffolk and Cool a lot more carefully than what you do Urk FM. We just heard from Nottingham in the UK, Evil Scarecrow, with their song Robotatron. Love that song. Absolutely awesome song. It was in my Earworm special last year, I'm pretty sure. Prior to that, we heard from Chamber of Echoes with The Proof in the Pawn. Prior to that, we heard a song called Distraction, and Sometimes I Can Get Very, Very Distracted by Shiretta. And prior to that, we heard from Charlotte Erickson to kick things off with Best Part of Me. Charlotte Erickson is originally from Sweden. She's now calling London home. She's currently touring as I record this. She just finished up in Cardiff. She's heading over to Northern Ireland and during June 2012 and into Cambridge, Buckinghamshire, London and North Devon in June and July of 2012. She won the Breakthrough Indie Artist of the Year nomination from Lemonade magazine in 2011. Her latest album, This Is How the Ghosts Are Made, is available as a physical CD and also from the usual downloady places. And her charity single, I Will Lead You Home, which she released for the cancer organisation Uncancer, reached number 2 on the Swedish iTunes charts. So she's very, very talented indeed. And she's doing some great things. Then we heard from Shiretta. They were formed in 2007 from New York. They released their latest EP, Nation Distracted, in July 2011. They are a female-fronted modern rock band, and if you've been listening to Urk FM for any amount of time, you know that I love my female-fronted rock bands. And they started in 2007 in July 2009. That sounds strange. In July 2009, they released their debut album, Defying the Inevitable. And then they went into the studio in late 2010 to record their current album, their current EP, A Nation Distracted. They've made various appearances, countless appearances, opening for national acts such as I Empire, Taproot, Trace Exist, and a lot more. They had their music featured in the independent film release Fifth of a Degree, as well as the television program The Mun 2 Look. Then we move on to Chamber of Echoes, and I swear this isn't on purpose, but Chamber of Echoes is a female-fronted and produced industrial rocktronica visual music project. And they have gained press and had a lot of radio play, podcast play as well. They usually play through live venues in Southern California and also the Hollywood club circuit. They've also shared the stage with notable acts such as Shiny Toy Guns, Dominion, Kill Matriarch, which features members of System of a Down, and a lot more. And then our last act, who call themselves Nottingham's finest metal parody band. They've been around since 2008. Their debut album is called Profification, and it was actually released way back in 2006, so they've been around for a lot longer. They released a self-produced EP in 2007 as well, and in 2009 they released 66 Minutes Past 6, so you can probably get the reference there. They continue to gig whenever possible, and so I reckon they'd be a fun act to see. I'm pretty sure actually that Sarah Morrison, who's in the Nottingham area, has probably seen these guys live, and I'm pleased to hear that she's actually coming back to music podcasting and Insomnia Radio New York, so that's excellent. So that was Evil Scarecrow. We're going to move on now. Our next track comes from Ribozyne, and they come to us from Bergen in Norway, forming way back in 1998. And it wasn't until 2005 that they set out on their first European concert tour. They performed in Germany, England, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia. And so that is rather cool. They've, you know, toured Europe, they've done studio albums. One such album, The March of Crime, 2008. And their new album should be available now from the usual downloady places. So from Norway, and I know Ro loves his Norwegian rock and his Norwegian metal. This is Ribozyne, and the song that you're about to hear is called Presenting the Problem.
game. Stand around and waste your time. I'll never win. I'll never even get what I deserve. Let hell how inside so far from my mistakes. We'll crucify ourselves to be born again. Yeah.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
And that was a lot of fun being up there with Dave and Caroline in Sheffield last year. Lots of great music those guys have also introduced to me. While I'm introducing tracks and artists that Ro from Dark Compass has introduced to me, later on down the track I'm going to have to do a similar thing for Dave and Caroline, and also for Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. and also Clivers from Suffolk and Cool that you've heard from, and also people like Nick Tan from Is This Thing On, and Justin Wayne from The Justin Wayne Show. Absolutely awesome stuff. All fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting. Absolutely great stuff. We heard our penultimate song of the episode by Sparrow called Everyone Leaves. Prior to that, we heard from Owl with Violent Center, and prior to that, we heard from Skin Flick with a song called Deeper. And to open up that set, we heard from Ribozyne with Presenting the Problem. Skin Flick come from Bangor. They're industrial. They are purveyors of industrial terror rock. And actually, I think they might actually go pretty good at the Dead of Winterfest, which is coming up in Brisbane, in Queensland, in Australia, on the 14th of July. If you want more details about that, you can check the link on the show notes. And also, ECFM Metal Monday is presenting a preview of that particular event in Brisbane that I will be at. That will be absolutely awesome. Skin Flick has existed for some time, creeping around, slowly filtering its dark and twisted little thoughts into your brain. Their 2-Ton Loser EP was released in 2003 on the Zero Tolerance label. And so they've had 7 years of writing, rewrites, mental breakdowns, screaming, and blood on the highway. They've returned to the fold recently with a brand new album for 2012, Death Threat Recriminations, which you should be able to get now via the website and the usual downloady places. They spent 2002 to 2005 constantly touring around the UK, and in 2004 they played at the Wave Gothic Triffin Festival in Germany and the UK Infest Festival in 2004. So they've been around for some time. They've also done a cover of Toxic, which is absolutely cool. I've heard a couple of good versions of that lately. Vanity Riots did one, and also our mates from Domino. They've done the mix between Britney Spears and System of a Down. So that's absolutely awesome. So that was Skin Flick. After Skin Flick, we heard from Owl, and Owl are hard rock from LA and New York. They are an innovative power trio. They released their EP length follow-up and accompanying short film to its acclaimed 2009 self-titled debut album, so you should be able to get that from the usual downloady places as well. When Chris first formed Owl, he knew that there was only one drummer that he wanted to work with, his longtime friend Dan. Chris and Dan grew up in New York and played together in a band as teenagers before Chris moved out west and Dan joined industrial electro rock band The Clay People. And so they've got a rather extensive bio. If you want to find out more about these guys or the rest of the bands that we've featured, you can go to erkfminternational.com, click on the links, find out more, and go to the show notes. And then after that, we heard our penultimate track of the episode from Sparrow. They're 4 friends from Brighton and Cambridge in the UK who craft sad, beautiful, and thoughtful pop music. They use natural, unprocessed sounds, resonant harmonies, and hypnotic rhythmic arrangements. Their sound has been compared to Low, Doves, Radiohead, and Eels. And so their self-produced eponymous debut album was due to be released in autumn 2010. There's a word that Ro introduced me to. Eponymous. I had no idea what it meant. Of course, Ro and I and the other podcasters I've mentioned, we're members of the Association of Music Podcasting, where we get together, talk music, share music, and promote each other. And also, we do a weekly review show with a different host each week called Amp New Music Weekly. And each one of the members, they can present a track for the show, and someone presents it. So when it came to my turn, I think it was my last episode or the one before that, each podcaster tells me where to download the track from and gives me a bit of a bio to read out, pretty much like I'm doing now. And Ro introduced me to the word eponymous, and I had no idea what eponymous meant or how to pronounce it. Eponymous, Ro, are you impressed? So I actually had to look it up on dictionary.com, and I actually got the pronunciation, because you can hit this play button and it tells you how to actually pronounce the word. And so if you go and search for what eponymous means, it's someone who gives his or her name to something. And so that's basically what he was talking about there. Speaking of talking about, we've got an excellent song to finish. This is a song called Exit by Obsessive Compulsive. They're from Manchester in the UK. They're gothic, punk, metal, grunge and rock. So you'd also be able to hear them on Urk FM Metal Monday. They released their debut album in May 2010. Dreams of Death and the Death of Dreams. They've played the Download Festival, Bloodstock and Hard Rock Hell in 2011. And in 2012, they've been nominated for several Pure Rock Awards. And they also opened for Anthrax in their only two UK headline shows in March. This is Obsessive Compulsive with Exit.
Exit. Y'all
I think you can agree that there's lots of different influences that you might have been able to spot in Obsessive Compulsive to end the episode. White Zombie, Alice in Chains, Black Flag, Nick Cave, Rage Against the Machine, David Bowie, Tom Waits, Nine Inch Nails, Life of Agony, Tori Amos, Suicidal Tendencies, Bjork, Kate Bush, Hole, and Smashing Pumpkins. And it was so funny. I was chatting with Reese, the drummer from Hard as Nails, the other day, and he played me a little bit of a jazz version of Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name of. Gonna have to listen to find out where he got that and listen to it, because sometimes cover versions can be fun and sometimes they can be very, very interesting. So you can imagine a piano-y, jazzy version of Killing in the Name of. Yeah, lots of people would know what that song's about. Anywho, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much to Ro for all his support, friendship and music that he has supplied me. And he has supplied me with all of this music on today's episode to share with you. We heard from Charlotte Erickson, Sharetta, Chamber of Echoes, Evil Scarecrow, Ribozyne, Skin Flick, Owl, Sparrow and Obsessive Compulsive. I'll be back next week with some more music here on IRC FM International, episode 249. On IRC FM Australia, I'm continuing my look back at artists that I've played on IRC FM Australia. We're up to the ladies for the last couple of weeks, and that special will actually finish on episode 250. So that's going to be awesome. And on IRC FM Metal Monday, I am starting to do the promotion for the Dead of Winter Fest in Brisbane on the 14th of July. So if you're into metal, horror, goth, industrial, burlesque and a lot more, there's a link on the show notes. Dead of Winter Fest in Brisbane. 5 stages, over 40 bands on one day, the 14th of July. And I heard the Bris Vegas is pretty good this time of year. If that's not enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, and you'll be able to hear from the majority of the people whose voices you've heard on this episode or me talk about. As always, the music on IRC FM is supplied by either the artists themselves and used with direct permission or under agreements with various music content providers. The rights to the music on this episode remains with the original rights holder, and this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. I'm IRC, thanks for listening. Check out everything, IRCFM.com. See you next time. Good night, Interweb.